Doctor Who, short trips, a small semblance of home.
She finds Ian at the door to the console room, watching the doctor carefully studying the position of each lever on the console. She flicks over a couple of pages in the notebook. Ian, how long were we on... He waves his hand and she stops. Shh, he says in a conspiratorial whisper. Look at him. He'll stand there, just staring at the switches. He'll pause, move one an inch, and then... Look there. He's doing it now. And then he'll move it right back, as if he's made a terrible mistake. Look, there, see? He swears he knows what he's doing, but I don't think he's got a clue. That's as reassuring as ever, whispers Barbara. Listen, how long were we on that last planet? 4 hours? Ian shakes his head and smiles. It was more like 14. You were so tired. You slept on the caravan to the chief botanist's palace. I didn't want to wake you, and you looked so peaceful. Oh, Ian, she says, slumping into a chair. I've lost count. I don't know what day it is anymore. I've been trying to keep track, but there's nothing here that helps. We land, and in my head, it's the middle of the day. But we walk outside, and it's night. The ship has no sunsets, no sunrise, and every single clock is set to a different period of time. I wish... Ian bends down and cups her hands in his own. That you could just turn on the radio and hear good old Big Ben on the home service.
Big Finish. We love stories.